A town in Turkey that's been inhabited for thousands of years is about to disappear, flooded out of existence. This town is in a largely Kurdish area of southeast Turkey, and a hydroelectric dam project there is expected to become operational this summer. The dam will generate power and provide water control, and it will create a massive reservoir that will submerge the town of Hasankeyf. Today, there are 2,500 residents living there, and as Duri Buskaran reports, they're getting ready to say goodbye as they wait for the waters to rise.
From her front door, Fatima Salkhan can see everything. The Byzantine fortress crowning a limestone cliff, dotted with caves where her parents and grandparents once lived. Below, the Tigris River bends through an emerald-green agricultural valley. Off in the distance are the square, matching houses of New Hasankeyf, a city being constructed by the government to replace Salkhan's doomed hometown.
Do you see these old places as you see with your eyes, which is we are the owner, but today we are homeless.
Salkhan's father built this house, all smooth white walls and flat roofs to double as outdoor living space, clustered around a central courtyard. She was born here, grew up here. Her siblings live here too, with their families. When she speaks, she slips easily between Turkish and Kurdish.
I will leave this place, and then I will go to the new place, which is nothing there. You know, like even no grass, no green, nothing there. What am I going to do there?
But Salkhan will have to leave. At least that's what the government insists. Downstream, near the Syrian border, the Ilisu Dam is complete. When it becomes operational, likely this summer, it will flood the valley, submerging Hasankeyf and dozens of villages nearby. The Turkish government estimates that 15,000 people will be displaced in Hasankeyf and the surrounding villages, and many, including Salkhan, say they were paid below market rates for their homes.
We tried to do some protests, but we could not because they call you, if you do the protest, you are terrorists, guys.
In 2016, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan claimed that only members of the PKK, a militant Kurdish separatist group, and a smattering of academics opposed the dam. Omer Guzel represents Hasankeyf in Turkey's parliament as a member of Erdogan's AK party. Sitting at a restaurant in the part of town which will soon be underwater, Guzel sees opportunity and a population that can adapt.
Şu andaki yerleşim alanı dışında.
Eight different monuments have been moved out of the settlement, and they're going to make a culture park and open it for tourism. After this project ends, the castle will be open, and there'll be boats from the new settlement taking people to the castle.
Though the new city hasn't been completed yet, Guzel says he's confident that the residents will start to leave Hasankeyf in the coming weeks.
We were born and raised here, so of course moving somewhere else creates a bit of sadness. But this is a decision that's been made, and we have to respect it.
The $1.3 billion Ilisu Dam is part of a network of projects that the Turkish government hopes will generate electricity, irrigate farmland, and conserve water in the country's lower-income southeast, as climate change makes the region hotter and drier. Opponents worry that the delicate ecosystem of the Tigris River basin, where some of the world's earliest civilizations developed, will be disrupted forever. And downstream, in Syria and Iraq, officials have raised concerns that the dam will cut off part of their water supply. Turkey delayed filling the reservoir last year during a severe drought. It's a short walk from Salkhan's home to her orchard. We pass her elementary school, now empty. We duck under the gate, and we're surrounded by trees. Figs, apricots, hazelnuts, young grapevines climb a trellis on the north side. She planted this garden with her mother and sisters 25 years ago, after her father died. They'd make tea and sit here until late at night, swapping stories in the grass.
And we wanted this place to be green.
Every year, she says, she plants a garden of vegetables in the center of the orchard. But this year, she knew she would be gone before the harvest, so the dirt is bare. Isn't it difficult, she says, after all these years and all this work, to just leave? For The World, I'm Duri Buskaran, Hasankeyf, Turkey.
We've got photos of those ancient structures in the town that will soon disappear underwater. They're at theworld.org.